Assalamu alaikum and welcome to session two of Surah Yasin. Last session, we looked at the importance of the final message, the Holy Quran, and the final messenger, Rasulullah. And we talked about how together they are the ones that lead us to Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. In today's session, we're looking at ayahs from verses 6 onwards, and we're looking at what was the reason that Allah sent down this Quran, and how did people respond to it, and why did they respond in this way? So ayah 6 begins by saying, لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Allah tells us the reason He sent down this Quran to us was لِتُنذِر, as a warning. And who was it specifically a warning for? آبَاؤُهُمْ, to the people, the fathers, the grandfathers, the previous generations in the city of Mecca, who had not been warned for many years before. And that's because the people in Arabia hadn't received a messenger or a prophet since the time of Prophet Ibrahim, nearly 500 years ago. And they had now become used to behaving in their own way, following their own traditions and cultures and rituals. They had become distracted and deviated off Sirat al-Mustaqim. They were now going down the wrong track towards the wrong goal. And so Allah, out of His rahmah, out of His love and kindness, لِتُنذِر, sent a warning to the آبَاؤُهُمْ, to these people in Mecca, to help them to be guided back to the straight way. And then Allah says that because Allah says these people had become in a state of ghafla, they had become heedless. And we've got a picture of some sunglasses. What does ghafla mean? Ghafla is when you aren't using your faculties, you aren't using your eyes to see the wonders of Allah's blessings around you. You aren't using your ears to listen to what's being told. You're not obeying it. You're not using your brain to process the information, to acknowledge the truth, the haqq, right in front of you. Because these people read the message and they knew it was the truth, but their stubbornness was not able to make them listen. Allah gives us in the next verse in ayah 7 a very vivid example of a very vivid image of how this behavior was. Allah says it was as though we had put aghlalan, as though there were chains around, wrapped around their necks, reaching high up to their chin, so that it was holding their head up high. Now let's take a moment to just visualize that. What kind of posture would it be to have lots of chains wrapped around your neck? That's right, it pushes your head up into a state or a posture of what we would call arrogance. That's right. When we say someone's walking with their head held up high, it's a way of describing someone who's proud. These people were so used to doing things their own way. Did they like being told to do things differently? Did they want to accept that someone else knew better than them, that there was a better way of doing things? No, their pride, their arrogance stopped them from accepting the haqq, from accepting the truth. And then Allah goes on to say, wasaddan. Allah explains that it was as though there was a saddan, a barrier. A barrier, a saddan in front of them, and a saddan, a barrier behind them. So they're just not able to see. They have themselves placed barriers in front and behind. They've caused obstacles in their own path that is stopping them from accepting and seeing the truth. And Allah goes on to say, sawa'un, it is the same to them, whether you warn them or you do not warn them, they just don't believe. And here we've got a light switch. It's as though they have switched off the thinking of their brain. They're just not able to use their senses to acknowledge and accept the haq, the truth. Sawa'un, it's the same to them. You tell them, you don't tell them, they've switched off their thinking. So that's the response of those who didn't accept the message. But then in verse 11, Allah goes on to talk about the people who did listen to the message. And he specifies two particular qualities that these people had that allowed them to accept the message. Allah goes on to say, Before that, Allah goes on to say, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرْ. You can only warn a certain type of person. And what is the quality of this person? إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ. Allah gives us the first quality. مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ. اتَّبِعُ is to follow. And the dhikr is another word for the Quran, a reminder, because that's what the Quran does. It reminds us of the message. It reminds us of the right way to live. And Allah's saying that this warning is only heeded by those who اتَّبِعُ الذِّكْرَ, who follow this reminder. So again, can you see? Allah's not telling us the people who read the Quran or the people who listen to the Quran. Yes, those are brilliant things. But the ones who are actually able to take on this warning are those who follow the Quran. And then a second reason he gives us are those who were khashya rahman. Khashya is to be aware of Allah. Rahman, to be aware of Allah, even though we can't see him. Bil ghayb, wa khashya rahmana bil ghayb. Those who are aware of Allah, even in secret. They're aware of making sure they do what is right and staying away from what is wrong. And it is these people who have accepted the Quran and heeded its warning. And Allah then tells the Holy Prophet Rasulullah, give these people bashar. Give these people good news. Because that's again another title of the Holy Prophet. He was known as Bashir, the one who gives good news to the believers. But he was also known as Nadir, the one who warns people against the consequences of their own actions. But in this case, in this verse, remember we're talking about the positive response of the believers because they followed the Quran and they were aware of Allah all the time. Allah is telling Rasulullah, give them bashar. And what is this good news that Allah wants us to know about? Allah says, maghfira. One of the good news is give them good news of maghfira, forgiveness, wa ajrin kareem, and the most generous reward. Isn't that beautiful? Something that everybody wants. Forgiveness, maghfira, and ajrin kareem, a most generous reward. And then Allah summarizes these passages in ayah 12 when he says, inna nahnu nuhyil maut. Allah's reminding all of us, and we've got the image of a gravestone here. Allah's reminding all of us that it is Him that gives life, and it is Him that who will bring us back to life after we have died. And our lives, the way that we have lived our life is going to matter, because Allah says, everything that we have done in this world, every good deed, every action where we have left behind قَدَّمْنَاهُ, a footprint, it will have left a mark on those behind us. A good deed, a piece of knowledge we've shared, some charity we've done, a blessing we've given away, made use of and shared. Everything will leave a qaddamna, a footprint, and those footprints will lead us towards the next life and benefit us in the future. Let's just run through some key vocabulary words that you will have picked up in this session. Tunzir, warning. Aba'uhum, the fathers, the grandfathers, the forefathers. Ghafilun, the heedless. Haq, truth. أغلالاً chains, سداً barrier, سواء the same. قدموا footprints. And you can download a worksheet online and fill those words in so that you can use them when you're listening to Yasin. Join us in our next session when we'll be looking at stories from the past and what lessons we can learn from them. Listen out for Rajul Inyasa because he's a key character. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.